wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
Hallelujah. Happy Resurrection Sunday morning. Hallelujah. I'm speaking on the power of the resurrection. We are just in Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. When Jesus resurrected, he said, saying with a loud voice, the angels, we know it in the book of Matthew, the angels were singing, glory to God in the highest. That is what John was mentioning. Glory to God in the high and on earth, peace, go towards all men. So they were saying, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Praise the Lord. And in his resurrection, he received. And the first thing he did is power. In his resurrection, he wasn't just slain. If he had not resurrected, he wouldn't have received those things. So that one is in parenthesis. It was not added, but that is in my own understanding. That is what it means. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive in his resurrection. And the first thing he did is power. Everyone say power. When we come into the kingdom of God, we have been sent as people to show things. We are sent as proof agents. People to give evidence of the reality of Jesus. We are sent as witnesses. An evidence provider, a witness in the court, is somebody who is coming to give what? Evidence of what you have seen. So when you come into Christ as a believer, he has made you a witness, an evidence provider, a witness. Somebody who comes to give proof to something his eyes have seen, his ears have heard, his hands have handled. Praise the Lord. So Paul, John in his writing in 1 John chapter 1 verse 1 said that which our eyes have seen, that which our ears have heard, that which our hands have touched, we have looked upon and our hands have handled, we declare unto you. John is saying, I am an evidence of what I'm coming to talk about when it relates to Jesus. Are you here with me? Yeah. I am somebody who is witnessing about something my eyes have seen, my ears have heard, my hands have touched, my hands have handled. Praise the Lord. Are you here? So when you come into Jesus, you have been called as a witness, an evidence provider, a proof provider. You are called to bring proofs. Someone say proofs. Yeah. And in the kingdom, the key for proofs, key for evidence, key for witness, key for supplying evidence is power. Someone say power. Someone say power. So power is the key that gives believers evidence to show. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it said, ye shall receive power. And when you receive the power, you'll be given evidences. You'll be given evidences in Jerusalem first. You go to Samaria, you go to Judea, and you go to the outermost part. The word witness means that you'll be an evidence provider. You'll be providing to the world that this is what Jesus did. Do you understand? This is what Jesus healed the sick. So rise up and walk. like we heard the testimony. He had pains in his bones. God just spoke, your bones, there's problem. And then hands was touched, it's gone. This one, you waste a lot of Ghana cedis on it in the hospital and you will still be having problems. But this is evidence, proof. Someone say proof. Are you hearing me? Proof. So you will be an evidence. You came in broke, poor. You have evidence to show that now God has blessed you. God has what? Bless you. Are you hearing me? You shall be my witness. But what will give you that evidence is power. Someone say power. Someone say power. So power is what gives believers evidence. So if you are a believer with no power, you will not have evidence. You only be talking about the riches of Jesus, but you will not prove riches. You only be talking about the healing of Jesus, but you will not prove healing. You only be talking about the glory of Jesus, but your life will be clothed with shame and reproach. It takes power for evidence to show. Praise the Lord. And one of such power that is fundamental for your walk with Jesus is insight and understanding about the power of the resurrection. The power of the resurrection. Praise the Lord. The power of the resurrection. The power of the resurrection. So I want evidence to show that I am born again. Because, look, me, I'm tired of speaking grammar. And Jesus, where is the healing? Let somebody who is sick testify that he is what? Healed. That is what we want to see. Praise the Lord. Jesus blesses. Jesus, the blessing of the Lord make rich, make rich, make rich. Where is the evidence of the blessing? Let somebody who came into the church, who was nobody, now he has become what? Somebody. That is the evidence, the proof. I don't want to be a lecturer of the gospel. I want to see proofs. Praise the Lord. All those lecturing, intellectual people can lecture better than us. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Yeah. Somebody's blessed. So one of such power is the power of the resurrection. Now, two reasons. Why do you need that power? The power of the resurrection. Number one, I need the power of the resurrection so that I can change position and placement. Someone say position and placement. Your proof is seen by changing position. Changing placement. Changing what? Placement. Praise the Lord. Yeah. People that knows you, after working with Jesus for a while, must see that this man, this woman, this girl, this brother, this sister, this auntie or uncle, something have what? Changed. In his life and in his status. Praise the Lord. So we need the power of the resurrection to change position. In Matthew 27, verse 51, when Jesus resurrected, give me Matthew 27, 51. He said, and behold, the veil of the temple rent into twain from top to bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Move on. And the graves were open. Everybody said the grave. Every grave you are in, you are coming out in Jesus' name. Amen. You are coming out in Jesus' name. Amen. He said, and the graves were open. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose. can you continue? And came out of the grave after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Praise the Lord. So in the power of the resurrection, when he resurrected, praise the Lord, he brought many out of the grave, changed their position, changed their heart position, took them from Hades and positioned them. And when you move to the next verse, go to 54. Now when the centurion saw this, so after everything, he took them and then changed them from Hades to heaven. To where? Heaven. So I need an encounter, the power of the Lord, to change my position and my placement. Some of us, some part of our destinies are still in the grave. Are you getting it? Some of us, we are out of the grave, but we are still wearing the grave clothes. You know, it is one thing to come out of grave, and it is another thing to be free from grave clothes. And there are many believers in the church who are still wearing grave clothes, like Lazarus, who is out of the grave, but he's still wearing clothes of the grave. So Jesus said, loose him and let him go. This morning, every grave cloth you are wearing, I loose you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command that grave cloth to be out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Spiritual marriage is a grave cloth. You should not come out of the grave and you are still married spiritually. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Anyone under any siege of spiritual marriage, I command it, destroy from your body in Jesus' name. Destroy from your spirit in Jesus' name. Broken from your soul in the name of Jesus Christ. Diseases and sicknesses are part of the grave clothes. Every disease in your body, I curse it by the blood in Jesus' name. I command freedom out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Grave clothes. Grave clothes. So the power of the resurrection, it takes you from one place to another. What place? It takes you from the grave and bring you out to show things and sit you in heaven. Praise the Lord. It removes poverty from you and give you another dress, riches. It removes sicknesses from you and give you another dress, healing, divine health. Praise the Lord. Somebody bless. Ask this man. He has known me since 97. When did he hear I was sick? Have you heard me say 97? I was a teenager, but I understood that the power of the resurrection has removed grave clothes. Okay, ask this woman. I married her 2006. I said, is it 6 or I'm confused, 5 or 6? Don't mind me, praise the Lord. I said that since we got married, we have been that one day he has seen me and I'm sick and I'm lying there and I'm sick and I'm saying, mommy, help me. Grave clothes, the power of them. If I'm lying, he will tell you. The power of the resurrection is able to handle. One day I came from a trip. I was just going, he thought I was dying. Praise the Lord. They rushed on me to pray for me. They said, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Praise the Lord. Somebody's blessed. So why do I need the power of the resurrection? I need it so that I will change position. Some of us have stayed in one position for a very long time. You have been talking about this, your disease, this, your, you have accepted it. this morning I have come with an anointing on me, and I cast that disease from your body in Jesus' name. I command that yoke to be broken from your life by the power of the resurrection in the name of Jesus Christ. You have stood there forever. You have been there for a very long time. I command your change in placement in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The power of the resurrection. Why do I need? So that I will change position and placement. Number two, why do I need the power of the resurrection? It is that power that will also make things work for you in the kingdom. If you don't have understanding of the power of the resurrection, things doesn't work. Someone say things work. You know, when you come into Christ, things doesn't automatically change. You need to press some keys for it to change. For it to what? By default, the thing has to change. And if you don't press the keys, it will not what? Change. So, one of the keys you press for things to change is your connection and understanding to the power. It changes things. It changes what? Things. Paul said it is like the working of his mighty strength. It is his exceedingly greatness of power. That is what makes things work. You know, Paul said, according to the power that is at work, what? That is at work, what? Are you here with me? Exceedingly, abundantly, above what? Oh, Ephesians 3:20. According to the power. So when the power is not working in you, things will not be exceeding. Things will not be abundant. Things will not be working. Even though you have to see it. Are you getting it? He said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Okay. How will he do that? According to the power of the resurrection that is working in you. So when that power is not working, then you will not see exceeding things, abandoned things, above all things, even though they are there for it to manifest. So it is that power that makes things work. That is why you need to connect to the power of the resurrection. Understand what it is. And then key yourself to what it contains. Huh? Give yourself to what it takes in order for you to get all that it contains.
All that what?
You give yourself to what it takes to have the power of the resurrection. So that you get everything contained in the power of the resurrection. Somebody's blessed.
What is the power of the resurrection? What is the power of the resurrection? Two definitions. Number one, the power of the resurrection is the power that brought Christ out of the grave and set him at the right hand of the Father. It brought him out of the grave. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 18 to 21. It is the power that brought Jesus out of the grave. And it set him on high. Set him up. So that power can lift any mortal man from the grave. If it was able to lift the creator of the heavens and the earth, the whole universe out, praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? In him all things come. consent. Somebody say all things. That power lifted him. Everything we see in there is in him. And that power was strong enough to lift him.
Praise the Lord.
And position him in heaven. If he's able to do that in the life of Jesus, then you, it can easily lift you up.
It can easily what?
This morning I decree that let that power lift you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you have to be this morning, by the power of the resurrection, be there in the name of Jesus Christ. Be there in the name of Jesus Christ. Be there in the name of Jesus Christ. Be there in the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
It is the power that brought Jesus out of the grave and set him on the right hand. Another definition, what is this power? It is the exceeding greatness of God's power to us believers. It is that power that shows us how great God is. We all know God is great. But the power that makes him great is what we are talking about.
Praise the Lord.
We all know that God is what? Great. So what is the power of the resurrection? It is the exceeding greatness of his power. He's able to change anything, create everything, make whatever is not working begin to work. The exceedingly greatness of his power. So when you are telling people that God is great, the power that makes him great is what we call the power of the resurrection. And that is that power hell is afraid of. Demons are afraid. Praise the Lord. When you bring it on board, every devil's mouth, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, how? Very, very, very important. Very, very, very important. How do you assess the power of the resurrection? And I'll talk about what is in the power of the resurrection. How do you assess it? Paul in Philippians 3, verse 10, he says something. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That I may know him. The power of his resurrection. The fellowship of his suffering. Being conformed unto his death. Verse 11. Ereby if any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. So whatever every believer is straining to attain is to attain the resurrection of what? The power that makes men live after death. That makes men live after what? He said, I might attain unto the power, attain unto the resurrection. So that was what Paul was acting. So how do you assess the power of the resurrection? It is assessed that I may know him. So it is assessed on the platform of revelation, revelatory knowledge, that I may know, that I may know, that I may know, that I may know, that I ought may know. So it is your revelation about that power that gives you the things that is in the power, that makes it work for you. So what is contained in the power of the resurrection? It is revelation that enables you to have them. That I may know. If you don't know, you'll be a believer and you'll still be wearing grave clothes. You will be a believer and you are still in the grave. Because you don't know that I may know. What do I want to know? The power of what? That is why I said that you must be an ignorant believer not to be in church Sunday like this. Because some, there are times and seasons, as I said, there are season portals are open. Portals are open. What tends to happen? Tends to happen. Praise the Lord. So you don't know. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Do you understand? My people are kept in captivity because they have no knowledge. Isaiah 5:13. Hosea 4:6. Most believers, the problems we have is because we don't know. Paul said that I heard. It is not what you think you have to do that is the right thing. It is what God tells you to do that is the right thing. Your mind is too small to think that what you think you have to do is the right thing. For your thoughts are not my thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher. That I may know. Praise the Lord. What is in the power of the resurrection? Or what is contained in the power of the resurrection? 2 points. I have 3, but I'll just talk about 2 for 3 seconds. Number one. In Ephesians 1:19-20, that power delivers us from death to life. It causes graves to be opened from death to life. Maybe you are here, there is a seat of death. Look, you know, last week something happened in my car, and I realized that the human, the people that are somewhere, you can just go like that. You can just what? Just die. If I'm not anointed and empowered, somebody will have died in my car. Praise the Lord. That is a pastor, not me. Are you here with me? You need to, and you when you see somebody die, you see that the person is what? Except you haven't seen a dead person before. But the power, someone say power. Devil is a bad. Katiko bakatikala. Latisuka pakatike. Lekezumbulo kataka bakateya. Anyone under any siege of death, I command the grave to be destroyed in Jesus' name. I loose you from every stain of death in the name of Jesus Christ. I break you open from every grave of death by the power of the resurrection in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That power opened men from the grave of death. Praise the Lord. You just be walking with unfired people. You would die and they will bury you. That person, if he was not, he would have been buried now. Maybe where they put people when they die. Praise the Lord. There are some of you, you will never walk with somebody who is on fire. All your friends are gossipers. They are people who are adulterers, drunkards. You'll be dying. You will die. You don't have any firebrand friend. Are you hearing? You know, this life, our people you work with matters. Oh, matters. It matters. It matters. It does what? It matters. It matters. It matters. Your friends are people who are liars, chasing girls, following, stealing at work. They are the ones. You are dying, you will die. They don't have any fire. They don't have anything. Praise the Lord. They don't have what? Anything. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. Number two, what is in the power of the resurrection? So, Ephesians 1:19-20, and then add Matthew 27:51-53 for the first point. The second point, what is in the power of the resurrection? It says one on high above all devils and everything that has a name. Ephesians 1:18-21. It says one on high above all devils and everything that has a name. When the power of the resurrection is working in you, it sets you on high above all devils and everything that has a name. So on high above every devil, every whatever name he may be called, principality, may be called powers, may be called thrones, may be called dominion, may be called a witch, may be called a sorcerer, enchanter, diviner, astrologer, whatever it is. Are you hearing him? Jane and Zambris, they were the magicians who contested Aaron and Moses. And they were not magicians that were playing tricks. Do you understand? You know, there are some magicians who play tricks. They say, look, 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 look like that. Those are tricks. You can learn them. Are you hearing me? But these ones, their own, they were using demonic powers. So Moses put, Aaron put the rod there, it became a snake. And by demonic powers, they also put their own. And this one wasn't magic. Like, oh, snake. No, no, no. It was through demonic word. Powers. It wasn't like the snake was somewhere and then was hiding it. No. But by demonic powers. Are you getting it? Yeah. But the power of the resurrection is set on high above all devils. The roar of Moses, which have become a snake, swallowed up. Swallowed up. Zane and Zembris, their own snake. It swallowed it up. And then Moses' snake turned to be roared again. And he picked it. Praise the Lord. And they had no rod. Because their own has been what? Swallowed in the rod of Moses. And the rod of Moses was still hot. They say. That's what it set you on high. Are you getting it? I said in one prophetic night that as long as a believer, you stretch your rod, it will swallow up every witch's rod, every witchcraft rod. It will swallow up every enchanter's word rod. It will swallow up every wicked person's word rod. So the power, it sets you on high above everything that has a name. So you need to carry that revelation with you. And you walk with that insight and understanding. I have never walked away from any devil. One time I went, there was an issue where Minister Paul, when we went, our land, somebody, I just took it. I said, Paul, remove that. He was standing there. Paul, remove that thing. I realized that he was afraid. I just went and took it and threw that thing. Where's that? They are put red. Come on, my son. it's not some of us we use those things to play on us. Praise the Lord. Are you? I just went when they have put 8 pillars there, I took two. And he was standing there, remove that one. And he was I asked him, are you a Messiah? This is when when I seek for you. You understand? This is the place a lot of demonic things what happen. And people boast of it. And that devil is a bastard. Praise the Lord. Threw it away and then had a victory. Clap your hands to the Lord. It sets you on high. It sets you on high. Don't let any devil harass you anywhere. Not at your workplace. Not in your environment. Not like you are sharing a war with somebody. And come on. That devil is a bastard. Are you hearing me? Don't let anybody use demon to harass you. Look, your grandfather is Bishop Oyedepo. Your father is Forhot. Samuel, Intim. Mention my name. God knows my name. He answers to my name. Praise the Lord. That devil is a bastard. You say you don't know whose son I am. You haven't heard the church I go to. My church is called Conquerors Global. If you fight me, we will conquer. There are people you have to face them eyeball to eyeball to let them know we have allowed devils to be misbehaving around our environment. Around what? Our environment. We have allowed them to be misbehaving. That's why they misbehave towards you. Because you are not too confident about your God you are working with. And what you have. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. Somebody is blessed. When that man told me, I will deal with you, amen. I said, look, if this is your business, it works. God having sent me. And I didn't tell him alone. I went outside. That woman that was selling outside, I told the woman, look, if this business works, me, Nyamen friend. And you man go and ask them, that devil is a bastard. Come on. Because I know God called me. God did what? Called me. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And that's why he passed me. Praise the Lord. You are coming to fight a church. You are not afraid. You even fight a person, a church. Praise the Lord. So in the part, two things I've talked about. It positions you, change your placement, and number two, it sets you above every devil. Whatever the name is. Whatever hurt. So when you are going to your hometown, go with boldness. Go with what? In fact, when you know somebody is a witch, he's the one you should go with a lot of aggression and boldness. Are you here? Because you know he's against you, and you must let him know too, that you are also hot against him. Me, I'm not for any devil. I'm against them. Because they are against me. He said, I've given you power against. Giving you power hot. I'm not for any witch. I am against a witch. Because the power God has given is against witches. It is not for witches. I don't use my power God has given to me for hurt. I use it against them. That is what the word of God is saying. Not for them. Pray for a witch to live. Why? Why has God said he will die? Praise God. Somebody is blessed. I end with this. How do you engage the mystery behind the power of the resurrection? That mystery is very clear in Hebrews 13 verse 20. The mystery behind the power of the resurrection is the blood of the covenant. The blood of what? The covenant. That's the mystery. The blood of the covenant. And how do you engage the power of the resurrection. The first thing is that you have to be born again. It is new birth that brings you into connection with the power of the resurrection. Without new birth, if you are not born again, you can't connect. You can't what? Connect. It has to take positive and negative for power to generate. The power of the resurrection is the positive. You have to be the negative. And the negative is that you have to surrender your life to Jesus. Surrender your life to God. Some of us have given our life to Jesus in a certain way, but you know that your life is not right. You are disconnected. You are all disconnected. It's like a positive cable which is connected to a negative, and then the negative is disconnected. No power can work. So there are some of us like that here. You have given your life to Jesus before, but you are out. Your connection is out. The way you live your life, you are no more living as a believer. It means you need to connect again. If you don't connect and you are just there, you will be there and you will be there and everything is on. Everything is on. Somebody is blessed. So you need to be born again. Number 210 is that you also have to believe. Someone say believe. Someone say believe. Yes. You have to believe in the mystery of the power of the resurrection. Believe in it. That it is the exceedingly greatness of God's power that he has given to me. And this mystery is seen in the blood of the covenant. Are you getting it? Anytime I raise the blood of the covenant out, demons are running away. Graves are getting up, opening. Sicknesses are hot, running away. I need to believe. Mark 9:23. If you can believe. The thing is, if many people can't believe, they can't believe. They can't what?
No, Papa, you have been talking about, you don't know the troubles I'm going through. You don't know how my life, things are. All these great growth, spiritual matters, you don't know what I've been doing, but I'm still there.
You haven't believed. We will not believe you and don't say the word of God is not. Well, what have you been doing? We believe the word. It's not what you are saying we believe. He said, if you can believe, God is talking. So don't tell me your things you think you haven't been doing it well. That's why it's not working. If you are doing it well, to what? I will not believe you and throw the word of God away. Present. God says, if you can what? All things are possible. And you say, I've been doing this. I've been believing, but I don't see. You have not been believing well. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, you may be charging, you put it in a power socket, and the thing is not charging. You are putting it though, but it's because you haven't put it well. There's no connection to the power. So you think you are charging the thing, but it's not. When you go and be turning the thing, and you push it there, then you see that the thing is working. So if it is not working, it means that it's not connected well. Learn to connect it well. It will work. It will work. Somebody's blessed. So believe in the power of the resurrection. And the last point, how do you engage the power? In 1 Corinthians 15:31, the power of the resurrection works for those who are dead. I die daily. It's men who die who see the power of the resurrection working in them. So you have to die. Not physical death I'm talking about. Are you getting it? You have to die to self. Die to what? Paul said, I die daily. That I will attain to the resurrection of the dead. You cannot attain to the resurrection of the dead if you are still living. You have to die. You have to do what? Someone say die.
Yeah. To die daily. Die daily.
So you have to live self.
Live, die daily means that live self. Deny yourself.
Take up your cross. Follow.
Praise the Lord. Clap your hands to the Lord.
Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow.
Men that the power of the resurrection work in them are men who have died daily. And when they die daily, they're able to see exceedingly abundantly above all.
Are you getting it?
They walk in exceeding abundant amen.
So you die daily. Praise the Lord. In your death, what are the things that shows that a believer have died? One very important thing, what proof that you have died to self? It's your obedience to his instructions.
Obedience to what?
Instructions, the things he tells you. What are some of them? He says, serve me. Somebody say, serve me.
Serve me. Serve me.
When Paul said he had died daily, he said, a necessity is placed on me. Woe is me. If I don't preach the gospel, I don't preach what? One proof of your death is giving your life to serving the gospel, winning souls for Jesus. Winning souls for who? It is one proof of your death. A man who have died says about Christ because he himself, are you getting it? Have acknowledged that is no more. It is somebody who is living in him. So he's talking about the person living in him. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ that lives in me. So a dead man speaks about Christ living in him. Christ what?
Living in
you. It's a proof of your death. And a man who have died, power raiser, it works. It works like fire. It works like fire. I pray that in this resurrection Sunday morning, you will go home with an anointing of the power of the resurrection. Ready to take your place. And ready to let God be happy with you by dying what? Then. And the proof of your death is that you are talking about the one living in you. His name is Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified. With what? Nevertheless what? Yet what? Not I, but Christ who lives in me. I'm dead. Who is living in me? Christ. So who should I talk about? The one living in me. His name is called Jesus Christ. I talk about him to others. To who? Others. And I want to take them to him also. Please be honest. I am all yours.
You are here this month and you want Jesus in your life. Somebody here needs to give his life to Jesus. Something might change in your life. You need that Jesus. I want to pray with you. You want to say Jesus will become your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to say, I need Jesus. If I die today, I cannot make it to heaven because my life is not right. Lift your right hand and I'll pray with you. In somebody's life, say, Father, I thank you that you died on the cross for me. Today, I ask you, come into my life. Become my Lord and Savior. From today, I will follow you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.